Hello and welcome again. It's time for our inspiration from God's Word, daily inspiration. I hope that you are inspired daily through the Word, whether through this ministry or hopefully no matter where you are. If you were in a prison cell or if you were in a palace, you would seek to be inspired by God's Word because we have no strength in ourselves. God is our refuge. God is our help. Continuing in the 51st Psalm of David's sin and cry for mercy, this position that we need to live in of brokenness and sorrow and trusting in God. We were looking at the verse 4 down to verse 7, and it said, against thee and thee only, I just want to re-acknowledge and re-remind you and reinstate to you that when we sin, it's against God. In the very beginning words are, have mercy upon me, O God. What a place to start every day. Have mercy upon me, O God. I'll just start at verse 1 and then we'll pick up where we left off. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According unto the multitude of thy tender mercy, blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression, my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let's take up here at verse 8 and try to get what he's saying. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. I want us to see that sin is damaging. But God has allowed sin to have its damage so that it might get our attention and that we might repent and run to the one that can heal us from where sin breaks us. And yes, the scripture tells us in Hebrews to despise not when we are chastened. And you're not always chastened because you do something bad. God said he chastens every son whom he receives. He chastens everyone he loves. And it says he scourges every son whom he receives. So we all need correction. But sometimes we need our bones broken. Sometimes we need severity to get our attention because sin is severe and some sins are more severe. So he says, make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. I'm glad God didn't allow sin to just be fun when God's righteousness stood and Satan rebelled. And I don't believe God created sin. I don't believe he's the author of sin. Satan and the fallen nature of man is what makes sin sin. But God allowed sin to be contrary to his nature, and because it is contrary to his nature, can I say that it's deadly, it's damaging, it hurts. Sin is not hurtful because it's wrong. Sin is wrong because it's hurtful. It hurts. It destroys. So when we look at sin, we see that sin has damage. Sin is just by nature going to destroy. It says here, make me to hear the joy and gladness that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. When God allows his sin to do its damage to teach us. I don't care if you're an alcoholic, you're going to have the fruits of the broken bones of sin. If you're an adulterer, you're going to have the consequences of an adulterer, whether it be a loathsome disease or whether it be illegitimate children or a bank account that is exhausted because of your sinful desires. The bones will be broken because of sin, but only God can make you to hear joy and gladness again as you're purged with that blood-dipped hyssop through the Christ on the cross, and we get the Holy Ghost to be the comfort. And then look at verse 10. He says, create in me a clean heart and renew in me a right spirit. We're going to stop with that verse today, but I want you to know that there's no way, there's no medicine, there's no liquor, there's no drug, there's no song, there's no movie, there's no play, there's no vacation, there's no scenery that can give you a clean heart. A clean heart can only be given by the one who is a clean heart. It is pure. The one that is purer and whiter and cleaner and brighter than the sun that shines in his strength. Only Jesus, through his shed blood and his resurrection power, can give you that clean heart and renew in you that right spirit. Oh, that we had a clean heart and that we had a right spirit and right motives and love for one another the way God created us to be. Well, let us go on to perfection. Seek the Lord while he may be found. And thanks again for your call today.